Well, from all reports that I have heard, and my sources tell me that he will be Governor Ventura playing himself, and he will be in scenes with Victor Newman, played by Eric Braeden. Apparently, I believe he's going to ask Victor Newman to run with him in the presidential race.
How do you think the writers decided what to do with the governor?
I think that it was based on conversations from what they knew that Governor Ventura had wanted. I mean, I do know, for instance, let me back up, that a few months ago, on the set of The Young and the Restless, Eric Braeden celebrated his 20th anniversary with the show. And there, Eric is a very, he's not very outgoing with many people, but we know that he loves Governor Ventura. He received a phone call from Governor Ventura on the set the day of his 20th year, the season celebration on the show. Well, he just was so tickled by Governor Ventura calling him and taking the time to do that, that I know that that was part of the reason that the writers wanted to make sure it was Eric Braeden and Governor Ventura together in the scenes, the top guy from daytime and the top guy from Minnesota.
So you think The Young and the Restless will want him back?
I think they do. I think they're leaving it open. My sources say, Diva, that they're leaving it open.
Oh.
That maybe they close the chapter right now. Maybe he asked Victor Newman to run with him. And for the time being, they say, you know what, I think we better just be friends. Let's hold off. But I don't think the door is closed. I think they're leaving that these two are friends from the past, that he could come back in the future. So if Governor Ventura has a good time, and I hope they show him a real good time, he will come back.
So if, let's say the governor tires of his political career, you seem to think he may have a future then in soaps?
You know what? I think that remains to be seen. I think we need to see how, you know, soap opera acting is very different. It's a very minimalist kind of technique where you cannot overblow anything. It has to be, you know, the camera shots are tight. You have to act very real. And now that Governor Turd does not act or cannot perform that way, we've only seen him in the ring, and we've seen him in a political forum. So
right.
It's a
and,
completely
you know,
different way.
Right, and presumably in those, he has time to refine his performance, whereas in soaps, pretty much, you go and do it.
Right, I mean, you shoot in block the same day. I mean, it's not like doing a movie or a television primetime show where you have tons of time to rehearse and do your scenes. They block and tape, and it's done. He'll be there for a few hours, and then he will be done.
Well, when will the episode air?
I believe, from what they're telling me, the episode will air in early July. I believe it's going to be after the 4th. Usually Y&R tapes 2 to 3 weeks ahead of time. So this is why, and I think they're taping a little bit more ahead because of 4th of July, so I believe it's going to be in the first week of July, right after the 4th.